What happened in Lake Travis? Could there have been extraterrestrial activity? And does this make a certain Cleveland quarterback the best QB in the AFC North? Today, we test the believability of Baker Mayfield's UFO experience.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That is right. Bonus Friday. I know. I think we said on the podcast, maybe not. Maybe this is just between you and me, that we were done with Friday bonus episodes. But I mean, come on.
Why not go to the end zone and spike it?
Yes. Gronk style. This is okay. So this is like a birthday present to myself, because never did I think I'd have an opportunity to talk about Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns on this podcast.
I was gonna say, we've officially switched to a sports podcast. Da-na-na,
da-na-na. So this is great. Am I biased? Yes, about everything I say. And every time that I mention Baker's the greatest, that's just, is it biased? Yes. Is it true? Yes.
I don't know that much about football or sports in general. I don't know if you guys have caught that.
You always seem to be there when I'm watching these big time games, though. I've watched multiple Super Bowls with you. We were there for the Russell Wilson interception at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, I got money on that.
When the Giants beat the Patriots in 2012, I was at your house.
Yeah.
We watched the Denver, because your dad's roommate kept coming out and telling us what happened, but we were lagging, so he always told us before we saw it.
Yeah, that was frustrating.
Yes. So, okay, but this, okay, I'm not just using this as an opportunity to talk about sports, because something happened.
Ooh.
Yes. And if you follow us on social media, or if you are tuned into any kind of sports talk, you probably heard about this. So, what went down on March 3rd, 3 days before my birthday? Late at night, Baker and his wife, Emily, were driving home from hanging out, doing whatever, getting dinner, talking about how he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Talking about steroids.
He does not take steroids.
No, I know. No way. I'm just kidding.
And if he wants to, I stand by that, because he could probably get a little bit buffer. That's fine. But as he's driving home from dinner, he looks up and he sees a light drop down from the sky. And he says, and I quote, this is his tweet, his words, not mine. Almost 100%, Em and I just saw a UFO drop straight out of the sky on our way home from dinner. We stopped and looked at each other and asked if either of us saw it. Very bright ball of light going straight down out of the sky towards Lake Travis. Anybody else witness this? Unquote.
And that was the tweet, right?
That was the tweet. It's funny, because this got picked up by many sources. That's literally the extent of what he said about it. He hasn't confirmed anything else. There's a little bit of a back and forth. I'll give you a little bit of a background in some drama. One of my biggest podcast inspirations, ironically, being a Cleveland fan, is The Herd with Colin Cowherd. The way he does analogies and relates to the everyday person, even though he's a millionaire, he does a really good job with that. But it's ironic, because obviously I'm a huge Browns Cleveland fan and a big Baker fan, and Colin is like anti-Baker. He's like anti-Russell Westbrook in the NBA and anti-Baker Mayfield in the NFL. So he like takes shots all the time, like stupid stuff, like, oh, he wears his hat backwards. He's not a good quarterback. You know, like, yeah, Baker was immature coming out of college, but I think in the last 2 years, well, at least the last year, he really turned things around. But here's a little behind the scenes funny part to this. So there's like this Cleveland influencer, social media influencer, who, when Baker tweeted that, this guy took a funny picture of Colin Cowherd and was like, he quoted, I'm like, oh, you know, I don't really like my quarterbacks seeing UFOs, you know, Tom Brady wouldn't do that, and so on. And then in real life, hours later, Colin Cowherd did a bit on his pod or his show, The Herd, where he was saying, like, Terry Bradshaw never sees UFOs, Tom Brady never sees UFOs, I don't really want my my franchise quarterback jumping to Twitter and talking about UFOs. But ironically, and I think you saw this, I don't know if you saw this, Tom Brady quote tweeted it and said, "How do you know I've never seen aliens, Colin?"
I didn't know that.
That's yeah, funny. It's excellent. So that's like the drama behind it. I just wanted to give you kind of a background on that. And I'm excited. Like I said, this is a birthday present to myself. A lot of you probably don't care, but I'm taking advantage of an opportunity to talk about Baker Mayfield and UFOs.
But and I was going to say, that's where this blends in for me, because I don't know if you guys know this. I know a fair amount about UFOs.
You do. You do. More than me. Hands
possibly.
Down.
Possibly.
Nah, hands down. I'm very confident in saying, and very comfortable in saying, that you know more than I do about UFOs. Have you seen the video? I posted it.
Yeah.
You can.
Think I did not watch it. Let me...
I didn't watch it. All right. Charlie's going to watch the video right now. And if you want to see it, head to our Facebook group. If you go to Believe in the Bizarre on Facebook, you'll find this video. So this person, Jay Cruz, on Twitter responded, because, I mean, Baker did say, "Did anybody else witness this?" And Jay Cruz said, "Here's what my car captured Wednesday night from San Antonio. It was in the upper right of the screen, and it drops as I cross the light pole. I saw it and instantly hit save on my dash cam footage, hoping I captured it. I'm sure it was bigger and brighter where Baker was 75 miles north." So you just watched it. What are your initial thoughts?
So my initial thought is, the more recent UFOs have been in almost circular formations, or not formations, almost circular patterns. Like, have you heard of the pill?
Yeah, pill shape.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like these zoomed in UFOs that are like pill shape, but I wonder if those would just look like circles from afar. And I wonder if that reflection, because they're typically white, so I wonder if that reflection would be that bright. It's just like a ball of light, right?
Yeah.
It looks like it's putting out light, but I wonder if it's like the moon, where it's reflecting light. Like, maybe light from cities.
Like, it's not putting out its own light, it's reflecting?
Yeah, that's what I think, maybe.
Why that exact moment, then? Because it doesn't last very long.
Right, why is it stop all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think? I know you don't have... Right. There's no answers here.
My opinion, maybe it went too low.
Yeah.
Maybe you could see it for a second from the light from the Earth, and then too low.
What if it's like when, like... the opposite of us, like when you start pulling out your driveway and you're like, "Oh shit, my lights aren't on." And then they turn you on. Maybe the alien was coming down and it was like, "Oh shit, my lights are on."
I don't think it would be an accident.
Do you think the alien said, "Oh shit"?
Maybe in their language, yeah.
Okay.
Also, it could be going really fast. It could have been really fast and you could see the light that way. Mm-hmm. It would make more of a trail that way. There wasn't a trail though, was there?
Not in the video that we saw from Jay Cruz. Now I'm assuming that these are the same things. Like, I'm just trying to put, I'm being a Twitter investigator right now. Like, They sound similar. It's not like Baker said this and unrelated, this person posted this. Like, this person posted this in response to what Baker said in the same state, in the same area. So it would make sense that these are connected things. There's no way we can know.
Is this in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I probably should have said that. Lake Travis is in Texas. There's this place called San Antonio. That's in Texas.
Yeah.
I've never been.
I haven't either. My biggest question, are there any kind of military bases in that area?
No idea.
But okay. San Antonio.
Yes.
I don't know where it is in Texas.
Wherever the Spurs are.
Okay. But I wonder if that's, you would consider that Southwest, I think.
Let's check. Okay, so we looked it up. It's a little bit more southeastern Texas, closer to the Gulf, Mexico.
Yeah, and that's interesting to note, because there's been things spotted in the Gulf. One of my favorite UFO cases, the Gulf Breeze sightings.
The Gulf Breeze sightings.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of that.
It's this case. I plan on doing it on the podcast, because it's amazing. It's fantastic.
Was that like the mwah?
Yes, it was a kiss. It's everything you want from a UFO sighting.
It's an Italian's A-OK.
Yes, it is. It's interesting, and it's got drama, and it's got humor. It's got MUFON. It's got No Men in Black. Anyway,
where does the one story take place where it's like the guy hears it in its head?
That's Gulf Breeze.
That is?
Yeah, he hears it in his head in Gulf Breeze.
Okay. So I have heard of this. Okay, so... they take it even a step further, which was completely unusual. So on The Herd, he actually got Neil deGrasse Tyson on.
Okay.
Who's the astrophysicist.
Mm-hmm.
And which I appreciate, because he pretty much told... because Colin was like assuming that Baker was like, "I saw an alien." And Neil deGrasse Tyson was like, "No, He said he saw a UFO, which is true, because he couldn't identify it. So give the kid a break. I was like, yeah, point one for Baker. But so what Neil deGrasse Tyson pretty much said was that he doesn't think it was an alien. He doesn't think that an alien has necessarily landed here, because he pretty much said, like, there are so many satellites that exist. And so this would be based on you assuming that the government would tell us things. But he said, one, there's so many satellites that they would catch it first. Two, there's so many amateur astronomers, which is the way he explained it is that an amateur astronomer is somebody who legitimately knows the night sky like the back of their hand. They're just not, it's not their profession. And they said they would catch it before other people would, because they're in, especially like New Mexico is a really big state for stuff like that. So they would catch it. And three, that there would be more photographic evidence if it was true. But he's not saying that there's no chance that there's life out there. He hopes that there is, and he wants people to keep looking to the sky and keep doing stuff like that so that we can get solutions, we can get answers. And it was funny because he started talking about how, like, in the 60s and the 70s, they were pushing alien propaganda because they wanted people to look to the skies, because they wanted people to report if other countries' military was creating stuff. And there's no better source of information than our own people. So if you get people to start looking at the night sky and learning stuff, then they can provide information for our government on what people are seeing. Because in their minds, it's all military. Like that, oh God, I don't know the name of the ship. It was like all black. They used it in the war in the Middle East.
I'm like, Black Hawk? No, that's not right. I know what you're talking about. That stealth plane, right?
Yeah, it's the stealth one. Because apparently that's what a lot of people saw in, I think, the 90s. Maybe not the 90s. This is a conversational casual episode. It's a bonus. Take it for what it is. But they were pretty much saying that that was what a lot of people saw. And a lot of people in the area knew it wasn't aliens, but they didn't want to say, oh, it's this stealthy military thing that we're creating. You know, just kind of let it
keep that hush hush.
Swipe it under the rug and be like, oh yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. So that is what he pretty much said. What he summed it up to, he said he didn't see it, so he doesn't know for sure. His guess is that he saw a very bright meteorite.
The thing about this, if it did what he said, it drops out of the sky, right?
Yeah, well, you saw it.
Yeah.
Potentially.
It just drops.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't stop and change direction at all.
Right, and it doesn't hover.
That's what I'd like to see from, like, really good footage.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's bad footage, but I'm saying, you know, the astrophysicist
has a point. I don't think it's on the footage. I think it's on the experience. Like,
I guess that's true, yeah.
If somebody shows you a clip of Bigfoot and it's clear, but Bigfoot doesn't do what you'd expect it to do, that's more on the, you know, the experience than the thing capturing it. I just think it's not a great piece of evidence in general.
I think I want to be like, yeah, Baker Mayfield cracked UFOs wide open. I don't think he did. I think, like I said, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist, probably has a point about space. But like, it's like a really good description to be like, it stopped, it made a zigzag, and it went up again. Because that's way harder to explain.
Right. Well, here's another thing. It's a level of exposure. My guess is that Baker, and you know what? Maybe he is, and I hope he is. I hope he starts listening. Did I hit him up on Instagram? Maybe. But my guess is he's probably not somebody who, like, the way you were talking about, like, a pill, like, this is a cigar-shaped UFO. This is a pill-shaped UFO.
Yeah.
He's probably not like that. He saw...
He's probably not like you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. He probably just saw, like... Okay, honestly, my guess is, one, he probably had a couple drinks, right?
Maybe.
He's with his wife, having a good time during a pandemic, you know, getting dinner, had a couple drinks. Maybe not, because he's driving. So let's say he didn't have any drinks.
Yeah, that's what I was
But
thinking.
He sees a light in the sky, and it's just like, oh, wow, that's interesting. I don't think he thought tweeting about it was going to blow it up into what it became. But when you have somebody stalking your Twitter like Colin Coward, who I really like, and I, as a Clevelander, I'm not supposed to. I don't think he expected it to be much bigger than oh, look, this happened.
Yeah, isn't that something?
But maybe he did, because when you have millions of followers, you have to assume every little thing you put out there is going to be scrutinized, talked about.
Yeah, you have to assume that at least some people are like you and me, like, whoa, an alien.
And it's funny because if you looked at like the comments underneath it, there were people like, what shape was it? Like, how did it move? Like, they were really trying to dive in. I'm like, dude, come on. He doesn't. But I'm really thankful that somebody else potentially captured what it was.
Yeah, that's
because
really good.
It really kind of nails it down for me. Now, here's an argument against it being a meteor or something like that. Kind of. Didn't leave a trail in that video. Now, maybe it was so bright that it was captured on film, but the trail wasn't bright enough
to
be captured on a dash cam. Which, by the way, that dash cam, that's pretty good footage.
I mean, everything's kind of gotten way better in the future.
If I go outside on a starry night and I put my iPhone up to the sky, I'm not catching any stars.
It's true.
Can your iPhone, you have an iPhone, right?
Mine's before yours, so no.
Oh, God. So you can't catch any stars.
No.
Dude, somebody that we actually went to college with on Instagram posted a night picture and there were stars in it. And they're like, oh, this is my new blah, blah, blah phone. I'm like, what phone is that? I've never had a cell phone, a smartphone that could actually get stars in a picture. I'm very jealous. That dash cam was way ahead of its time. It's probably a very nice car. I think we talked about this on here. Did I ever tell you, or did I think I showed you that somebody had that Tesla and they were driving through a cemetery?
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, there's somebody that had a Tesla and they were driving through a cemetery and the Tesla was picking up a body or a person standing where there was nobody there. And see, I have a friend, we've been in a Tesla.
Yeah.
I have a friend that's
cramped.
Who has a Tesla? That wasn't a feature that I asked about, but maybe he didn't almost hit anybody, so I don't know. But that's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that the episode we just put out,
the ghost in the desert.
Yeah, we mentioned
that one.
Well, I want to say
so
how to
long
phrase
ago
it. We talk about electrical drain.
Yeah,
and that's something that comes to mind, especially the Tesla. It's a big power charge.
That is, you know what? Every gasoline car should be putting that out as like. What is it called? Like a smear campaign. Being like, yeah, once the ghosts take over, your car is not going to work anymore.
The ghosts take over.
Sponsored by gasoline. Killing the world slowly with every mile. Sponsor. not a sponsor. Do I, in my heart, want my franchise quarterback to have seen a UFO? Yes. But I'm willing to take comfort in the fact that he believes enough to tweet that he saw a UFO. But do I believe his encounter? No. I based on what I saw, based on his description and what the video showed, it just sounds like, I mean, I saw one. I was in Arizona 2 years ago. Wow, which is crazy. And I really wanted to stargaze, and it was funny because I was driving. I was in Winslow, Arizona, like that song, Take It Easy. Do you know what I'm talking about? By the Eagles. There's that band called the Eagles.
No,
you heard of them?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, I was in Winslow, Arizona. My dad's a big fan of the Eagles. It was cool. He got a t-shirt in the corner of Winslow, Arizona. You never heard of this band, the Eagles?
I've heard of the Eagles. I don't know the song.
Anyway, nobody else saw it. And I looked to my left and I saw one of the biggest shooting stars. It must have been a meteorite go across the sky. But I knew it wasn't a UFO.
Okay.
I believe I've seen a UFO. But that thing, I mean, it was clear. It was a meteor. And looking at that video, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't jag, it doesn't move, it doesn't jump, it doesn't hover, it just, and what I assume is burns up. Now, he didn't see it burn up, so maybe in his mind, his rebuttal would be, I didn't see it burn up, and maybe he didn't, in his 140 characters, didn't perfectly encapsulate how he felt about what he saw. But going from face value, my guess is it was a meteorite, and I don't want to say unbelievable, so I'm going to say skeptical.
I agree. It doesn't move strangely enough to imply that it would be anything other than a meteorite dropping out of the sky. So I go with skeptical as well.
But not unbelievable, because you never
know. Unbelievable. I don't know. It is really bright.
It is super bright. Just like his future with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh my God.
Hopefully we still have Odell next year. You know, there's a company in Cleveland that does a lot of shirt designs, and it's called GV Art. And they have one that is kind of like mimicking the X-Files, where it's got like the stadiums in the background, and it says, I want to believe, but it has, instead of a UFO, it's a football. I think I'm going to get it for myself.
It's a good design. It's a good design.
They have a lot of great designs.
When we do a live next, you should wear it.
Maybe I will. All right. So short, sweet, you know, but relevant, topical for our sports fans out there. You're welcome. For the one guy that hit us up on Facebook that hates OU and Baker. Hey, we got no allegiance to OU. It's all about the Browns here.
That's not Ohio State?
No, that's Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Baker went to Oklahoma.
Right, right, right. Yeah,
I don't even care really about Ohio State. I root for them, kind of. Like, my sister kind of went there for, like, grad... Well, she did go there. Grad school.
I don't have any allegiance toward any college programs. Yeah, none.
But anyway, so if you hate OU, that's fine. You can hate Oklahoma. I don't care. We had a good friend that lived in Oklahoma. Mm. Drove there. It's a very, very long drive.
I never went.
Yeah, so this is, and if you don't care about sports at all, hopefully you heard about this, and now we can talk about quarterbacks seeing UFOs. But anyway, this was a bonus. We hope you enjoyed it. Short, sweet. We got a regular length episode coming next Tuesday. Hopefully we haven't actually recorded that yet. Who knows? This has been a crazy, crazy week. So thank you so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.